further south we head. Shea Baker is Stuff's Southland editor. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Catherine. I hope you're well.
I'm well, thank you. Your mayor has been in an elongated to and fro over whether he should apologise over comments made in an interview with the comedian Guy Williams. Where have things got to?
Well, yes. So, Invercargill Mayor Nobby Clark has apologised. He's apologised to anybody who felt offended by the programme he did do with comedian Guy Williams on his New Zealand Today show. So the apology actually comes after two fellow Invercargill city councillors, Rhea Bond and Ian Pottinger, made a code of conduct complaint about him to council. So the council are investigating this complaint now. So during the interview with Guy Williams, Williams repeatedly and reproachfully confronted Clark about his highly publicised use of the N-word. So we have discussed this in the past. The mayor used the word, which he insists he hates, but to highlight it at an arts meeting that he thought it was a double standard. Artists could use the offensive language, but other people couldn't. During that interview, though, he also asked Williams if he is a homosexual. So this has offended some people. It's obviously annoyed these two councillors. Both councillors were critical of the television appearance at the time, which aired in March. Pottinger labelled it a train wreck. The thing is, though, that anybody who sort of has seen this New Zealand Today show knows it's not something that, you know, the interviewees necessarily come out looking good on. So I'm a little bit surprised Clark did this interview. And while he doesn't appear to go back on his decisions very often, it appears that this may be something he regrets.
may regret it, but what else has happened also in terms of it just having some continuing fallout for him?
Well, he did say that he got some feedback from the show. Some people, and quite a few people, were saying he was offended by it. So this is where he's gone on to say, so I guess it is appropriate for me to apologise to anybody who has felt offended. So, you know, I don't, Nobby Clark doesn't usually come out and say these things. So it appears this time he is listening to what people are telling him and has apologised. Clark was a subject of a code of conduct complaint last term when he was a councillor. That actually costs ratepayers $10,000. That was also made by Councillor Ian Pottinger, that complaint. It was about him questioning whether Claire Hadley, the chief executive at the time, was telling the truth in a public meeting. Clark does follow our former mayor, Tim Chabot, who also had a code of conduct complaint made about him, and that cost us $9,000. So we're just waiting to see what the independent investigation, how it all unfolds here and how much this might cost us.
Alrighty. Now, other stories from your patch. There's been, goodness, a coroner's hearing into a case. And this is a long-running case of a missing toddler. Just explain more of the background, please, and where things are at also with this.
So next week we are going to start, it will be the start of the coroner's hearing about Lockie Jones. So he was just 3 years old when he was found dead in the Gore Oxidation Ponds in 2019. So this story sort of gripped the nation. Police acknowledged steps were missed in the early stages of the investigation. So the case did have to be re-investigated twice. The Southern Police District Commander Paul Basham requested a national investigation into the police handling of this case. So, I mean, his father, Paul Jones, has taken 5.5 years of police investigations. He's hired private investigators, lawyers, and spent thousands of dollars to get to this point, to get to this point of this coroner's hearing. So one of the interesting aspects about this hearing will be that Lockie's mother will be giving witness evidence to what happened. This will be the first time any comments would have been made publicly by her. There is strong suppression over the case, and witness evidence can't be published until they've completely finished. So wee Lockie, he was found by a dog handler in late in the evening in January 29 that year. He was found face up in the ponds near his home. So on that night, he was found. Police quickly concluded that he'd walked the 1.2 kilometres barefoot through the scrubby land from his mother's home to those ponds. So since at that time, his dad, Paul, has always maintained that that was not the case. So he says that a funeral director said there was no marks on his body. The police dog handler said the dog was unable to track Lockie until they were close. He was found face up, and his body was cold and blue. So just given the time frame when he went missing and when he was found, Paul Jones has some, questions about that. He's brought in quite a few sort of hard-hitting, as I said, these investigators and that. In 2003, an independent expert forensic pathologist in the United Kingdom said that there was no sufficient pathological evidence to say that he died from drowning after reviewing his organ tissues. So this inquest, it's actually set down for several weeks. The first 3 weeks will include factual evidence or witnesses who can give factual evidence about the case, including Lockie's family and those who were there in the when he disappeared and after his body was found. And then the second session will be held in August when expert witnesses will give their evidence. So it is going to be a bit of a heartbreaking sort of time, but a really important inquest to be held down here.
Okay, just finally today, Shay, there are two significant buildings that are being demolished. Whereabouts are these?
Well, yes. So on a slightly more positive note, depending on the way you look at it, work has begun to demolish the old pyramid building in Invercargill. So if you've been to Invercargill, it's one of those things that does stand out. And it was home of the Southland Museum and Art Gallery. So we've lots of stories about this in the past too. The building was closed after it was found to be an earthquake risk. It was quite a controversial assessment at the time, and that was in 2018. So gosh, that's 6 years ago. So the decision had been, a huge basis of discussion since then. And I even had a letter to the editor last week, actually, where someone was saying, just let it fall down when the earthquake hits, to save us some ratepayer money. So there is a new building going in its place, which is going to cost $71 million. That project is now getting underway finally. Our mayor, Nobby Clark, has said that if they need more money, then the council will find it. Now, the second building coming down is the historic former Club Hotel in Bluff. So this is a big sort of pub hotel building that takes up quite a bit of space at the main street. And again, it's had both supporters of the demolition as well as some of those who preferred it salvage, but that would have actually come at an extreme cost. This building has also long been vacant as it had a dangerous building notice put on it because of structural concerns. I'd say if the walls could talk at this one, with it being a pub and very old, it would have some very colourful things to say. The demolition of the hotel, which is adjacent to where our Bluff Oyster and Food Festival site will allow the festival to be held this year on May 25th for the first time in
There you
3 years.
go. There you go. Are there a few opponents, though, or a few people saying keep it?
Well, I think a lot of the people down in Bluff just want to see, moving forward and
Yeah.
steps moving forward. I mean, as I said, it would have cost an eye-watering amount of money, but it is going to be weird to not have it there.
The ghost will still
As
be there,
the
Shay.
pyramid.
The ghost will
Yeah.
still be there. Thanks very much, Shay
Yeah.
Barker, who is a Stuff Southland editor.